afternoon. I got it. It's nice to be able to say good afternoon and not good morning, right? Welcome to the bonus edition, the education hour of the Inside Outside Guys, featuring Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings. Chuck, just a minute ago, I was saying when I first started in the concrete industry.
Oh, here we go again.
Way back when.
Before there was concrete.
Exactly. The Israelites. Anyway, there was no concrete leveling companies. There were no concrete coating companies. So the only option was remove and replace.
Yeah.
Now, with these great coating companies, the leveling companies, you can make a ugly concrete slab look beautiful without tearing the thing apart and causing all sorts of havoc in homeowners' lives.
I agree with you 1,000%, and you're going to learn how to do that and who to talk to in the next hour.
Next hour, we're going to be talking to Comer and Cross Concrete Coating. So if you think you need any work done, garage floors, basement floors, porches, patios, pool decks, stick around for the next hour of the Inside Outside Guys featuring Comer and Cross Concrete Coatings only here on AM 760 WJR.
Chuck and Ken and Charlie Comer and Owen Cross from Comer and Cross. Hey, guys, thanks for coming. Good morning.
How are we doing? Great to see you guys. Really appreciate you having us on.
We appreciate you coming here.
Very glad to be here.
This is going to be a lot of fun.
It is. So, we're very excited today.
I'm sorry, Owen. Our audience hasn't met you guys. So explain, you know, the dynamic between the partnership, because partnerships, as we know, statistically fail, but good ones are really cool. So how did you come together? How did you start
decades.
The company? Yeah.
Absolutely, guys. You know, it's been great. We originally met at Michigan State, so we kind of had that dynamic.
Why were you there? What programs were you pursuing?
Right, so I was studying finance, Owen.
And I was in construction management.
Oh, were you really?
I was.
Oh, geez.
George and Matt Seil.
For a time there, I was. And then we, You know, we continued actually doing some side jobs, doing garage floors. I worked with a few companies, and then we said, you know, why don't we start our own? You know, why don't we take a shot at this?
I love it.
And how long ago was that?
That was 2.5 years ago.
And?
Look at us now. Here we are.
You guys have a lot of years ahead of you, don't you?
Exactly. We sure do. You know, we love serving Metro Detroit. It's been a blessing so far, and we're just really looking forward to continuing to do it.
Are you having fun?
Every day, you know. And you know, back to that partnership that, you know, you kind of mentioned. Yeah. It is pretty unique, right?
It really is.
Yeah, so Owen over here, you know, he handles all of, you know, our labor, our crew leads, you know, making sure clients are happy. And I'm managing our office team, our estimators, you know, making sure everybody is filled in on, you know, what we stand for and what we're trying to accomplish every day.
What would you, the old elevator speech, what would you say you stand for?
Absolutely, you know. Obviously, customer service is number one for us. You know, when people are looking for a concrete floor coating, they need someone that is going to trust, someone that's going to be in the community, and really, that's what they're looking for, right? So they want to do business with us because we take care of them. Our last name's right on the company, you know? So
yeah,
we really like to be the guys that you can rely on. You know, we'll do whatever it takes. I mean, for example, this morning, Charlie and I went back to move someone's garage contents in to their garage because that's what we'll do. That's the type of guys
before
that
we came
are.
Here, the two owners were out moving stuff
exactly,
back into a
you know, and we've got 25 guys under cool. us now, right? But, you know, we're still there at 8:30 a.m. if we need to take care of somebody.
I love it.
And that's the type of service that we're looking to provide.
It's high touch. We love high touch.
Now, you guys are located in Royal Oak, Michigan, which is dead center of Metro Detroit, so I assume you guys cover a pretty large range from there, service area?
Yep, about an hour and a half out.
An hour and a half?
Wow.
That gets you up to the tip of the thumb.
There you go.
That's a long way. So anyone basically hearing our voice, you guys take care of them.
Exactly. Obviously, we like to line those estimates up back to back.
Sure.
Well, of course, and in order to deliver good value, you have to be efficient with your personnel and your resources. So what exactly do you do for our listening audience?
Sure, actually. So we resurface concrete floors. So, you know, the typical job that we look at really is, you know, older garages, basements. obviously we're into new construction as well, but older garages and basements, you know, it's a lot of failing, peeling, chipping epoxy floors that have been put in, you know, or just older floors that have taken that brutal Michigan salt over the years, right? So we're going in there, we're repairing those floors, we're putting these polyurea polyaspartic coatings down that are going to last people a real long time rather than, you know, getting that floor torn out and going through that whole hassle.
In fact, we put a warranty on it, don't we, Charlie?
We sure do, Owen.
So our warranty for 15 years, you call us if you ever have an issue, you know, you find something that you don't like about it or for any reason at all, you call us, we're there. Free of charge, of course.
Hot tire pickup?
No such thing. This is a polyurea polyaspartic coating, so we don't have to worry about that.
Come on now. Everybody that's done an epoxy floor in their garage is familiar with what I'm talking about, and you're telling me that your product won't do that, eh?
That is correct.
Product is
a newer
product.
You don't have to move the tennis ball around? You know what I mean by that? People who have those floors that hang a tennis ball down,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
They
oh,
park,
yeah.
And then every time they stop at that tennis ball, their tires stop in the exact same spot, and the old epoxy floors would wind up wearing off right where those hot tires sat every time.
Exactly, and that's something that, you know, our estimators see every week. You know, it's, oh, is this going to stain? We can tell you no.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
It becomes a tremendous thing. So we're talking residential there. Do you guys also do commercial work?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, we're doing basement floors. You know, for example, we just finished up a job with True Green last week in one of their chemical facilities where they get the chemical into their trucks every day. Because these coatings are chemical resistant. To give you an idea, we did Premier Pet Supply, Beverly Hills, you know, night shift, came in, did the job. They were working awesome. Next day.
They needed to get back into those dog washing rooms. You know,
We sure do. You got a dog wash room. There you go.
Yeah, and those have to stay sanitary. I mean, this is antimicrobial, right? 100% you said antimicrobial. So this will also help the house or the structure stay more sanitary because dog place. I mean, there's all sorts of nasty.
I agree with you. Antimicrobials is what we're looking for. When we come back, we'll have to talk more about that. But right now, you're listening to the Inside Outside Guys and Comer and Cross Premium Concrete Coatings. We'll be right back in a few minutes with more on AM 760 WJR.
248-227-9786 or comercrossgarage.com. Get you in touch with the two young gentlemen we have right in front of us right now. We're talking concrete coatings. So, gentlemen, I'm hearing you right now. I like what I hear. I call you guys up. I leave a message. Can you walk me through the rest of the process to the time you say goodbye?
Absolutely. So everyone that calls in will be contacted within, normally I'd say about 12 hours, to give you an idea. So you'll call into our office, we'll pick up the phone, we'll get you in our CRM for an estimate, something that is good for us and something that's good for you. So after that, one of our estimators will show up. And they will start asking you questions, asking what your goals are for your space, whether it's your garage, basement, patio, pool deck. Our guys have the answers. So they're going to do some measurements and see what's best for you and go from there. They'll actually give you an estimate right on the spot, and he can schedule you right on the spot as well, which is super convenient. And then, yeah, that's what it looks like.
You use the phrase, good for us, good for you. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. We know everyone's got very, very busy schedules. Some people, you know, they don't get off work till 5. We accommodate that, and, you know, we're going to, you know, see what's best.
And it's also nice to inform homeowners of what they're getting exactly, you know. When someone calls for a concrete coating, it's not exactly the same as wall paint. You know, concrete's different. You got to worry about a moisture test, the condition of the concrete. What are we going to do with your joints? Are we going to fill it with some type of expandable polymer, or are we going to insert caulk into it after the job? So there's lots of different options, and we just want to find the correct option for each and every homeowner to satisfy their needs.
I like that. Can we digress to the caller that called in on break? Very quickly, there was a question about sidewall, vertical wall applications. Now, I immediately, as a builder, went to a new foundation in the ground before we backfilled. Do you guys do any vertical wall applications?
Absolutely. So I'm not going to say it's, you know, something we're doing all the time, to give you an idea. Actually, at True Green, about 2 weeks ago, we did all their sidewalls because they need everything sealed, right? They need to be 100% antimicrobial in there to handle those chemicals.
Yeah.
So those tanks are out there, right? They can't have anything get out. So in that situation, yeah, you know, really important to seal those walls up.
A lot of people have those garden walls or what's the word I'm looking for, Chuck? The wall just holding up ground that are concrete when it was built, and they're
retaining
ugly.
Wall I mean, of some kind.
Retaining walls. Thank you, gotcha. Concrete retaining walls. And you guys put an attractive look. Now, you guys being Spartans, can you do a green and white for us?
Oh yeah. Oh
can
yeah.
Can you guys do a maize and blue pattern for us?
Unfortunately, we do have the maize and blue.
I thought you were going to say
they're
no.
All
we
out
just
of
don't
maize
do that.
And blue.
As long as it's not what's the other one? I forget the colors down south. Gray and something.
Scarlet.
Yeah, scarlet.
Right.
All right, so any colors they want. Emblems, what can't
so
you
So absolutely. You know, we have done logos before. If that's okay. something you want a logo on your floor, you want to get that Michigan State S on your floor with your green and white flake, we'll absolutely do it for you.
Very cool. Chuck would love that, wouldn't you, buddy? Hey,
like
anyone has any phone calls for the two young gentlemen we have here, feel free to call us, 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897.
Yeah, we've got Jill on the line from Bloomfield. You guys want to take the call?
Absolutely.
Good morning, Jill. You're talking to Charlie and Owen.
Hi, good morning. Love your show. And I just wanted to let you know that I have a cinder block walls in my basement, and it's like forever they get chipped and scraped and flaked or whatever. And do they do a concrete wall in the basement? That's not concrete block wall.
So we don't actually, you know, build any walls. We more so do the coating. So you're saying it's getting scratched up. You know, I'd love to have someone, a representative or myself, come out and take a look at it. So that we can see what the issue is, what coating we can put on it, so that no longer it will scratch.
And so you guys do vertical applications?
Absolutely we do, yeah.
Okay. Now, are you getting any water in your basement at all, Jill?
No.
See, this sounds like this would be a great product for that.
For 40 years, we've never had water in the basement.
Well, I think this will make sure you don't over time. Yeah. We'll be giving out the phone number over time. You can also find them at theinsideoutsideguys.com. Give them a call, Jill. They can come out.
Thanks for calling in.
Go ahead.
And do you do small jobs or do you just do larger jobs?
Yeah, we do it all, right? So we'll do smaller commercial work, you know, residential work. We do it all.
You know, understand sometimes small jobs turn into big jobs, either someone across the street or on the same job site. So
now, is there, when you're doing qualification on the phone, is there a minimum daily rate or something? I don't know. I'm not asking you for the number, but you got
to
have something like that to
mobilize a crew
out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, typically we have a $2,000 minimum, you know. But, you know, if something leads to something else, you know, we're always happy to help out the homeowner.
You have to. I mean, you have to have some kind of minimum. And if it's a minimum where, you know, I only have this 4x4 slab, well, we can find more.
Absolutely.
There's definitely more out there.
Exactly.
I love it. And the 248-227-9786 number, that works for you guys. 248-227-9786. We'll try to give that out a few times during the next hour.
Yeah. Owen, the people that used to actually perform the service for the homeowners, are they trained by you guys? Are they subcontractors? Are they employees? Because, you know, Chuck and I say, as long as you do good work, we don't care whether they're subcontractors or W-2. A lot of homeowners care. Can you explain that, please?
Absolutely. So we have all W-2 employees. You know, they all, you know, I interview them all myself. They come into our facility in Royal Oak. I thoroughly train them. From that point, they're placed on a crew where they can train with one of our managers or crew leaders, as we like to call them. From that point, they'll have a training period for a few weeks, bouncing around, and I love to get my hands dirty on those jobs and see what they can do. You know, I want to make sure every one of our technicians is qualified for the install so that we can get the job done right.
And the training never ends, does it? I mean, as long as you're involved with it, there's always something new to learn, isn't there?
Never. I learn something new every day.
I love it.
I have a garage floor that the homeowners before I moved in was a mechanic. You know the story now. There's oil and grease everywhere. I hate it. My wife hates it. Is that a good, can you get rid of that, make sure that oil and grease, can you get a good bond to the concrete even though that oil and grease have been there all those years?
Absolutely we can. And in some situations where it's really, really bad oil, we'll have to put an oil primer down and go from there. Yep.
What's an oil primer? Does that block it? Does that bring more of it up?
Yep. So certain coatings won't bond when oil is blocking the pores, right?
Right.
So certain primers will go down and they will, you know, create that initial bond. And then, you know, those polyurea, polyaspartic coatings are going to go right on top of that.
And I had mentioned, you know, for years, the only option was to remove and replace. And there are so many, especially garage floors, that are just pitted like crazy. And some of them are sinking. The major sinking ones need to get leveled first. But they're just ugly because they're pitting. They're level. They're fine. And this is actually exactly why you probably started Comer & Cross.
Exactly. And the opportunity out there is it's wild when you realize how many garage floors are beat up out there. And people, they really do think that they have to tear it out, right?
Yeah, right.
They really do. And when they hear about our solution and what we can do, grinding the floor, repairing the floor, putting the nice protective coating on there, you know, they want it, you know.
Right. Now, let's make sure we tell people the cost of this could be right up there with replacing a new floor. However, there's not dust everywhere. You don't got big trucks with full of concrete backing up to your garage floor and literally chunks of concrete being thrown out of your garage, hitting the garage door. I mean, just far
being
less
disrupted for a week or 10 days or more.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly, and it's an easy process. You know, our installers are out there. Let's say they're coming tomorrow. They're going to get there about 8:30 in the morning. They're going to finish 2, 3, 4 o'clock. You're going to be able to walk on that floor the next day. All your stuff's going to go back in that morning. Sometimes we'll even finish at 1 o'clock. You know, the client's stuff is going back in at 8 o'clock at night. It's awesome.
That is really cool.
Really innovative.
And we got a million more things to talk about with you guys when we come back, but we want to remind our listeners to stick around for more with Charlie Comer, Owen Cross of Comer and Cross, and the Inside Outside guys right here on AM 760 WJR. Ken and Chuck and Charlie and Owen, Comer and Cross. Guys, we've got a review. Highly recommend. Charlie and the team are top-notch. Workers were extremely polite and efficient, despite the freezing temperatures, which we'll have to talk about later on. Do you guys maintain any type of reviews from clients? Do you go in and survey your people as soon as you're done with the job to see if they're happy?
Yes, exactly. So every client that next morning is going to get a call. Hey, have you walked on the floor yet? Do you like the grip? You know, make sure it's not slippery for them and make sure that we're meeting the goals that we've agreed upon. It's huge.
Now, you mentioned slippery. Is that a concern? And if so, how do you address that concern? Because you guys do a lot of pool decks. And, of course, pool decks have kids running all over the place.
Never walking. Always running. Young kids.
You ever see me in a pool, around a pool? I'm never walking either. I run, buddy. I'm excited.
Yeah, but run is a different word for you than it is for a 12-year-old.
Run, waddle, potato, tomato.
Oh, so how do you handle that?
So we don't ever worry about people slipping because we install aluminum oxide into all of our coatings. So if we're doing a pool deck, we're going to alter that grip level, the amount that we put in it, so that no one will slip. You know, we're going to mix that into our clear coat as well as sprinkle that over the entire surface of the floor to make it as grippy as someone wants it.
Right, and when one of our reps comes out for a consultation, they're going to let you feel the grip, put your feet on it, make sure you're happy.
I like that a lot, and I like the follow-up call. In our industry, a lot of contractors for decades, it's like, I don't want to talk to a customer we just got done servicing. I never want to hear from them again. You guys actively engage that call because you want to know, right?
Exactly.
Can I talk about a complaint about your product? The complaint is, I drive my garage in the wintertime, and my snow melts all over my floor, and now I got puddles in my garage.
Okay, the water doesn't soak into the
exactly,
concrete.
Exactly. And I remember saying to the lady, ma'am, that's what you want. You need to get a squeegee and get it out of there, because if that salty water, actually, because of that salty water, that's why you're getting this done, because that salt attacks concrete. And even when it drips off cars, it attacks concrete. And then when you get your product done, it's not attacking the concrete anymore, but you may there may be some a squeegee needed, which is nothing to me.
Exactly. Rather than salt and all that ice, freeze thaw period, ruining concrete, we're protecting it. We're doing our job. And the Michigan winters are tough, you know.
Not too tough for you, though.
Not too tough for Comer and Cross, exactly.
Yeah, it's funny. It's such a huge investment, your home, your sidewalks, your driveway, your garage floors. But the same thing applies to industrial and commercial projects. If I own a 7-Eleven or I own a small factory, I have the same concerns. Can you guys help me out in that regard?
Absolutely, absolutely. We love commercial work. Again, we're actually working on a 45,000-square-foot parking deck right now, which
parking
is...
Parking deck.
Oh, yeah.
Parking deck. The kind that I pulled into this morning.
Yeah, the kind our vehicles are in right now.
So you've got a coating for those parking decks. Why and what and how?
In that order.
No one ever thinks about that. I'm sorry.
Oh, they don't, you know. But when you look at the big picture, all concrete's the same. You know, Detroit. Exactly. Detroit's under a salt mine. What does Detroit and all these other cities nearby do? We put salt over everything. We want to get rid of that ice. What happens? It gets into that concrete. It erodes it. It cracks. It screws it up. So, of course, we come in. We repair that. We put a coating on it. We seal it. Now you have a brand new floor, essentially.
You know, it reminds me of there are some houses out there, some structures that have a garage and actually have a room underneath the garage. And those always have a steel I-beam running through them. And if over the years, that I-beam rusts out because that water soaks, that concrete soaks up so much moisture. Same thing in a parking structure. You know, the water hits that top and it soaks the next level and slowly deteriorates the I-beams that are in there. This stops that from happening. I mean, stops any moisture from getting.
Are you
that
using
way.
The polyaspartic coating in a parking deck, for instance?
Yes, yes, we absolutely are. Yep. So it's going right on top. So in this specific situation, we're using a water emulsion primer. You know, and then we're building that polyaspartic right on top.
And you know, I feel silly even asking the slippery question now because, gosh, it is everywhere. I mean, if companies, big companies, are willing to put it in their parking structures and, their airline, wherever it may be, it's everywhere. So slippery really is not an issue whatsoever, is it?
Exactly.
Interesting.
I love that you can control the tractability by, was it aluminum oxide you said?
Exactly,
that
yes.
you add to that. And that's just a fantastic thing to know. But back to the commercial jobs, I'm thinking of walking into all these slab-on-grade stores and how slippery they get, you know, once it starts raining or we start getting snow. So you guys can help minimize that and protect the concrete?
Exactly, exactly. And another example would be, Restaurant Depot. Restaurant Depot was a 20,000-square-foot facility we just completed. High-low is running around in there, had some serious staining issues and, you know, quick turns.
The
place just looked like a nightmare, and there were actually some uneven concrete spots that were really killing the high-lows turning around the corner.
They're probably dangerous.
Exactly. It was a hazard. So we came in there. We grinded down some of those spots for them, and we went over the floor and did our thing.
That's another thing I'd like to point out. When we say we grinded that floor down, we're taking down those low spots to improve the safety of the building as well.
Actually, that makes all the sense in the world, and Ken and I were talking in the last couple hours how critical it is to protect your employees. So the safety aspect is huge, isn't it, Owen?
Of course, it always is.
Yeah, I love that you respect that.
For the business owners listening, I want to reiterate what you said just a little while ago where you came in at night. You're not going to be doing this during the day. Your crews are willing to work at night, willing to work around the schedules of these commercial buildings that have to earn a living during when the sun is shining.
Correct. Yeah, so back to that Premier Pet example. Right. Those dog washrooms, they need to be used the next day.
Right.
Right. People have got to wash their dogs. So we came in there. I think we started around 10, finished around 4 a.m. Those things were back in use that next morning, which is pretty wild.
It's pretty gratifying, too, isn't it?
Oh, it sure
when you do something like this for home, and I mean, you guys really get to see ugly, ugly, ugly. And then when you're done, you just must have a sense of accomplishment, how pretty those are when you're done.
Always fun.
Yeah, I bet it is.
So how soon can people, you mentioned homeowner might be able to walk on it within a few hours. Is that true with heavy commercial traffic, foot traffic in a store?
So it varies, right? Okay. Commercial foot traffic in a store, you're looking at about 6 hours. So if we finish that floor at about 4 a.m., 10 a.m. the next morning, people are bringing their dogs in, and they're getting washed right in that room.
And the dog's nails aren't digging through that coating and creating
scratch-resistant floors. So essentially, the polyaspartic, it's basically a plastic, right? And you know how durable plastics are.
Yeah. And it actually bonds with the concrete as opposed to being a surface coating.
Right. So we liked the thing that we like about the polyaspartics and polyureas, it's a chemically bonding product. So rather than the traditional epoxy, that's creating a mechanical bond. So that is more so like tile in a glue going on a floor, traditional tile, vinyl, something like that. Yes. That's mechanical. What we specialize in is the polyurea that's creating that chemical bond, which is so important because it's like welding together. It's like metal coming together with metal, right? And that's the bond that we're looking for on your garage floor, your basement floor, your commercial floor. It's pretty cool.
Allows you to, I'm sorry, Ken, to give the long warranties, right? Because the warranties, when we first heard 15-year warranty, we're going, no, come on now, who are you lying to? But it's real, isn't it?
Exactly. Try to grind one of our floors off. It's pretty difficult.
Would you be surprised to see that bond will still have integrity 20, 25 years down the road?
Oh, absolutely. And especially on, newer concrete, there's no reason for a floor coating to come off, right?
I have no problem telling someone, I'll warranty this for your lifetime because I trust it that much.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah, but you're a lot younger than most people. We do it for your lifetime.
Got me there.
888-654, guys, if you have any questions for these young men, if you want to get a hold of them during the week, 248-227-9786, or you can go to ComerCrossGarage.com. And if you're driving down the road and you don't have time to write any of that down, when you get home, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, and you can find them there as well. How about doing something special for our listeners at all? You got anything out there if anyone? See, I can't hear the music. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we got to take a break and pay a few more bills, but we're going to be right back with Charlie and Owen of Comer and Cross. You're listening to the Inside Outside Guys on WJR AM 760. Comer and Cross, 248-227-9786. The number, of course, is at InsideOutsideGuys.com. But we have the bosses right here, Owen and Charlie. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it. It's been a pleasure so far.
Before to break, guys,
we teased
our listeners with a Inside Outside Guys special. If someone were to call you today and say, hey, Ken sent you,
how would you incentivize the purchase?
They'd charge them more, but it'd say Chuck sent you.
Ken?
Yeah, right. So we're actually running 10% off until October 15th. Just mention Inside Outside Guys, WJR, to one of our estimators, and he will,
Now you mentioned October 15th, so we got to go to the calendar. If I call today and I want my 7-Eleven done or my factory or my garage floor, how far out are you guys?
Right now we're about 2 months out. We like to accommodate though. We're always moving the schedule around, but when we say we're going to be there, we're going to be there.
Yeah, and you stay there until the job is completed, right?
Always.
2 months out, we're talking November, December, January, guys. Yeah. What do we have to be worried about? I mean, can you do this in the cold weather?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, we can. It's
and be excited about it.
Oh, yeah, we love it. The cold's great. We're still in business, and that's the cool thing about it. A lot of the guys are using the epoxy floors. They got to stop, right? But not us. So.
Well, they got to stop because they're not doing the product you're doing either. But exactly. That's a whole nother show, right?
So the product will apply in low temperatures, and you'll put the same warranty behind it no matter what the temperature. If you guys decide you'll put it down in that temperature, then you'll back it up like you put it in, 70-degree temperature, right?
Oh, there's no difference, right? So it's still curing the same way. Maybe a little bit slower cure time, stuff like that as it gets colder.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, it's based on humidity. Same exact deal.
What if I already have an epoxy floor that's failing, but I would really like to have your floor?
So I'd say that's about a third of the jobs that we do.
I bet.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We're actually going in there. We're taking our big concrete grinders and our 240-volt machines, and we're grinding that coating off down to bare concrete so that we can put a true polyurea, polyaspartic coating on there. that's going to last and isn't going to have that hot tire pickup, that peeling.
Do the homeowners have to worry? What is the disruption in a homeowner's life? Obviously, if it's a basement floor, there's going to be more, you know, disruption. But even in the basement floor, are they going to expect dust all over the upstairs of their house? Do they got to worry about the dust?
So we use commercial-grade vacuums with HEPA filters. All of our equipment is kept in tip-top shape. So
the answer is no.
No.
They will not have to worry about that. I've seen those equipment. I knew the answer to that, but I want to make sure our listeners really hear that because it's important. And that would be my concern. If I was going to bring someone in my house to grind when I knew my house was shut down, in other words, we weren't going to open up windows, that would be my main concern. And it also get into the system and yeah. Burn all over the house.
Now, Ken and I have seen over the decades the abuse of the word warranty. What does 15-year warranty mean to the bosses, to the owners of this company?
Right, and that's everything. So our warranty, we even look at it more as a guarantee. You know, if you have an issue with it, you're going to be taken care of. So our warranty is going to cover chipping, peeling, and delamination. And we're so confident, you know, that it's not going to do those things that we can say that.
Who do people call when they have a problem?
Yeah, they just call our office. And
no 800 number in a foreign land?
No, exactly. And there's a good chance you'll be transferred over to me, and we'll take care of you. I'll give you that personal touch.
I love that, and I'm telling you, that is everything to Ken and I. When we refer our listeners, without our listeners, we don't have anything, right? So if you're not taking care of our listeners in that regard, that's huge. And the fact that they can call the same company that did the work when they have a question or a concern is big. It's so big.
Exactly. And the amount of people that, you know, they'll call in and they'll have a question about their floor,
sure.
Right? Hey, when can I walk on it if they forget, right?
And when can I drive on it?
Exactly. And we're getting back to them so fast, it's like, oh, my gosh, wow. Like, I haven't been taken care of like that in a long time, right? And it's like, to hear that, it's like, wow, like other people really are lacking in that way.
Now, I want to make sure our listeners understand, this is not your father's epoxy floor, okay? A lot of people have a choice of what they want to put on their basement floor. I mean, some people paint their basement floor, but this is a good-looking floor when you're done. There are so many floors out there that still have the old asbestos tiles in them.
Oh, yeah.
Get rid of those, grind that ugly tar, that mastic off, put something like this in, and they will literally never, ever have to worry about their floor again.
Exactly. One and done.
Now, is that true of all those poor souls, Paul W. Smith, sorry, in the Gross Points that had the basement flood last year? Had they had your coating down, would that have been an issue?
They should have had it down, right, some of those people. So we actually had one of our crews spend about 6 months there last year when that flooding happened. So we came into Gross Point, and we couldn't seem to get out of there.
Going house to house.
Really?
Exactly. Yeah, it was pretty wild, all that flooding. So after those water issues and waterproofing was done by those people, we came in, we put those coatings down. Now, the reason they needed the coating, so you could have 5 feet of water in there, restoration company comes down, you're cleaning the floor right up, you've got the same floor on there. You're not ripping your carpet, your tile, or anything like that out, which is so convenient.
You're not having things soak into concrete that was bare concrete either, right?
Right.
Nothing on the surface is going to go through or penetrate?
If nothing on the surface goes through, that just tells us we did our job properly, right? Because we want that coating, the water to run across the top, go into that drainage system, and drain away.
I love it.
Love it. 248-227-9786, ComerAndCrossGarage.com. Say you're going to give any Inside Outside Guys listener, they mentioned the guys, you're going to give them, what's that?
Yep, 10% off. Call us before October 15th. Looking forward to hearing from you guys.
What are my color choices and texture choices? Are we limited in that regard?
Yeah, no, we're not limited at all. So we've actually got about 25 stock colors to choose from, and we'll also get into the custom options and stuff like that with clients that that request that.
I love it. And the logos, Ken mentioned that earlier. You can do that for a business or for a homeowner?
Correct.
Custom?
Custom. Whatever you want.
If I draw it, you can do it?
Always fun.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. You guys just mentioned you guys do giant jobs, 50,000 square foot jobs down to a, you know what, 700 square foot basement you'll take care of.
So exactly.
If anyone out there wants their, and let's not mention, let's not forget to mention this as well, on concrete basement floors, if they have any reading when it comes to the gases.
Oh, the radon?
Thank you. The radon gases, this is something that helps that as well, will help mitigate that as well, right?
Correct.
Just one more reason. Guys, thank you so much. Time goes by so fast, but anybody out there that thinks they want this, it's ComerAndCrossGarage.com. And the phone number again is 248-227-9786. You guys have been a fantastic team partner, the Inside Outside guys. I don't even have to ask you because I know you'll keep taking care of our listeners.
Yeah, thanks for having out, guys. Having us out, it's been a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to continuing great work in Metro Detroit.
We'll have to really do this again in the next few months, because realistically, this is the first people that have met you, Owen and Charlie, but you are the owners. You're the chief cooks, bottle washers, and it all comes back to you, right?
There you go.
also want to remind people, if you think construction shut down in the wintertime, it does not shut down for Comer and Cross. You can keep this going all winter long and probably get a little bit of discounts, keep your guys busy, right?
That is correct.
Phenomenal. Good show, guys.
Thanks, guys. We appreciate you being with us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And let me reiterate, if you're driving down the road and we do not want you to break out a pen or be dangerous, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com. When you get home, write down the number. We will make sure to get to the information. And then the Inside Outside Guys is here for you 24/7 for any and all of your housing needs. Make sure you go to theinsideoutsideguys.com or the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook, because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.